All right, guys, we just wrapped up Esh's first session ever on a bite suit jacket. You're gonna see short sends, very difficult turns, all while we continue to teach Esh to drive in, push into me while climbing up me. I'm also gonna give a detailed explanation at the end of this video, explaining why I do what I do, why I train the way I train, and why I do not train the traditional ways with leashes, harnesses, tiebacks, tables, helpers, all that stuff.
Come on. Oh, there we go. That's a good boy. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. That's a good boy. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. There we go.
Out. Sit. Good boy, heel. Sit.
Come on. There we go. Yeah, that's a boy. Whoa.
Out.
Come on. There we go. Yeah. That's it.
Out. Come on.
There we go. Whoa. 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 That's a boy. Ah. There we go. Ah. Whoa. That's a boy. Whoa. Whoa. Keep on. Keep on. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, keep on. Whoa. That's a boy. Whoa. Whoa. That's a boy. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
Out. Sit.
Good boy.
Sit. Sit. Sit.
Keep on. There we go. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's a boy. Ah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good job. Yeah. Yeah. Keep on. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. That's a boy. Whoa. Whoa. That's a boy. Whoa. That's a good job. Whoa. Whoa.
Out. Sit.
Good boy.
Come on. Sit.
Boy.
Sit.
Good job.
Sit.
Get it. That's a boy.
Out.
That's a boy. Oh. Yeah.
Out. Sit. All right, you did good.
All right, guys, you just watched 3.5 minutes of Esh on a bite suit for the first time. we were doing a couple things there. We were doing short sends. We're doing a lot of turn spins. You're seeing me put my arm in different awkward positions. You're seeing me touch him in different areas. We're continuing teaching him how to drive in. You also saw me fixing his targeting area. You could see that I just tell the dog to out. I don't, you know, restrict him. I don't hold him. I don't restrain him. I just reissue the bite command. So he starts learning the only place that he can bite is the bicep. And yes, later on, he will understand that he can bite anywhere if the bicep's not available. But right now, I just want him focused on biting the bicep. Why do I not use leashes, tables, tie backs, harnesses, all that? Very simple. They restrict movement. And our training system gives us the ability to relay information and tell the dog to do things that a lot of people can't do at the age that Esh is. So what I mean by that is I have the ability to start and stop my dog. I have the ability to out my dog. I have the ability to call my dog, send my dog away from me. That's what I mean. So because I have the ability to put the dog where I want him at and tell the dog what I want him to do, I don't need restraints. A lot of people who put restraints on the dog are because they don't develop control with the dog. Why? Because a lot of people believe that control kills drive. I have a totally different belief system. It's been very successful. I don't believe that control kills drive. I believe confusion kills drive. I just think that a lot of people don't understand that they're providing a lot of confusion to their dog through reprimands and consequences for things the dog doesn't understand, which makes the dog hesitate to perform the job in the first place. But overall, I don't use all those tools again because they restrict the dog from movement. It's hard to get a dog to drive into you and move into you continuously and turn with you and stay in front of you if they're tethered to a line or hooked inside of a box. Even if you have somebody holding the dog on a leash that can move freely, it's very hard for that person who's helping me out holding the dog to be inside my head to understand my thought process. They have to understand my thought process and the dog's thought process. So it just ends up adding confusion for me in the long run. I hope that helps out. I hope that gives you some information. Thank you guys for watching, and we will see you next video.